This is File 28, Cycle 4. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is October 30th, 2019. I am interviewing Peggy Vollmer, who has lived at Hotchkiss for many, many years, and she'll also talk about some of the other activities that she did while she was at Hotchkiss. But first, we're going to start with, what is your name?
Peggy Vollmer, or Margaret Vollmer.
Margaret. How do you spell a Margaret?
M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
Okay. How did you come to the area?
I married a teacher at Hotchkiss.
And his name was?
Stephen Vollmer.
Aha! All right. When did you come to Hotchkiss?
1950.
And you came as a bride?
That's right.
Oh, good. What did your husband teach?
Math.
And he coached a lot of things.
At that time, he was the basketball coach.
Okay.
Varsity.
Varsity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where did you live first? What dorm?
First, we lived in a house.
Ooh.
That was not a dorm. The
It's all right.
It's a single house, and I can't think of the name of it now.
It'll come. No problem. How long did you live in the house before you...
1 year, and then we moved to the dormitory.
And that was Bueller?
Bueller.
Bueller. And all of your sons were born?
In Bueller.
Okay. Yeah. And you have three?
Yes.
And their names are?
Tom, Mike, and Dave.
Okay. All right. Now, when you were on campus, were the children, as young children, allowed to go to dinner?
No, they weren't.
So how did you manage that?
Well, mostly what we did is we would feed them dinner with the two of us and a little table that we had, and then we would bring in a babysitter to take care of them while I went over to with Steve to dinner.
And he had a table of students.
Yes. They were assigned, the students were assigned a table for... I think it was a week, maybe 2 weeks, with the same table and the same teacher in charge of it.
And then they'd rotate?
Then they'd rotate.
Ooh. Okay. Now, you lived at Bueller for 7 years, and then you moved to a different dorm.
Van Sanford.
And that had just been built.
Right.
About, if you came in 50, about 1958 it had been built? Roughly?
I guess.
Okay. You're somewhere in there, anyway.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
All right. Did you have the whole dorm, or just a
floor? We were on the second floor of the far end.
Okay. Was it a private apartment?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But it opened onto the corridor, so Steve could be in charge of the boys in the corridor.
And what did he have to do about being in charge of the boys on the corridor?
Well, he had to see that they behaved themselves and went to bed when they were supposed to, and, you know.
How many boys on a corridor?
I don't remember. Maybe
12 to 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not sure.
It's all right. It was all boys when you came.
Yes. It was until 1972, I think, was when the girls started coming.
According to what I've been told.
All
74,
right.
75.
Okay.
When you were at Hotchkiss, and you were there for all that time, did you notice a difference as far as the atmosphere between when it was all boys and when it became co-ed?
Not really.
Okay.
No. And, of course, I always lived in a dormitory.
Sure.
And that was all boys.
Right.
The ones that I lived
in. And then you moved to a house.
Yes.
On the corner of the Hotchkiss Corners.
Yes.
It was a beautiful brown house.
That's right.
That now has a fence in front of it, so you can't even see it, really.
And now it's white.
Did any of your sons attend Hotchkiss?
Yes. Mike and Dave did.
And?
But Tom went to Berkshire.
Yes, and he went to Indian Mountain first.
They all did.
They all did, okay.
But for a short time.
Yeah, 1 year maybe?
1 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy living on campus?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Well, it was comfortable, it was pretty, it was nice people around, it was fun.
Did you have a group of friends of the faculty?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, because you were, I'm assuming, a housewife, did you have to do any duties as far as Hotchkiss was concerned?
Well, the only thing I did is, in the corridor, every once in a while we would give a feed and invite all the kids in. And also, after athletic events, because Steve was the coach of a school team, there were teas after every game, and I would serve the tea.
Did you have to provide the food?
No.
Serve?
Just serve. The kitchen did that. But that went on the whole time I was there. They don't do that anymore.
No. There's a lot of changes.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of changes. Yeah. Now, while you were living at Hotchkiss, you worked outside of the home, and you did a lot of different things.
Oh, I
probably won't have these in
volunteer.
The right order. Well, volunteers are important.
Yeah.
We couldn't function if we didn't have volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You worked at Charon Clinic.
Well, that was a paid job.
That was a paid job.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you do?
I did the insurance work for them.
Okay. Do you remember when you worked there? Now, this is my hip. Did you work when Dr. Collins was there?
Yes.
Okay. Because he came about 1964-ish.
Yeah, I don't.
But that's how I'm dating things, is
yeah,
because of Dr.
Yeah.
Collins' interview.
Okay.
And you worked there for, what, a couple of years?
Yes, just 2 years. And then Steve went on sabbatical.
Okay.
We went down to Middletown, where he went to Wesleyan. University. And I had to give up my job, and when I came back, it was taken.
It was taken.
Yeah.
Did you work at Charon Hospital?
Yes, I worked as a volunteer there for quite a few years.
And what did you do there?
Well, I did the flower card.
Yeah.
And book cart at different times.
Did they have a book cart?
Yeah.
Because when I was there 3 years ago, that was one of the suggestions that I made, is they didn't have a book card.
Well, they did, but it was mostly magazines.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Newspapers?
I don't think so.
Just magazines. And at some point you worked at the Bargain Box.
Oh, for years.
And that was volunteer too.
Oh, yes.
Now, you told me there were 3 locations.
Yeah.
What, the first one was?
There was one.
Hospital Hill?
Yeah, it was way up the hill in Charon.
Like up at the top of Hospital
Hill? Up at the top, just as you came, as you turned to go down to the hospital, there was a building there, and that was the first one. And then they were in the...
Where the grocery store is. And now?
And there were 2 different locations in that place, where the grocery store was, and then it was back behind.
Then back, you know, behind the post office, and there was a building that there used to be. It was a community building for lectures.
And it's still there.
The building is still there, but they...
The building is.
Okay.
And that's where the Bargain Barn is.
That is now.
Now.
It was run by the hospital auxiliary?
Yeah.
Because it's different now. It's now run by Tri-State Communications.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bargain Box, did you take in donations? Did you sell, or did you do everything?
I did everything.
Figures. How many volunteers at that time did you work with?
That's a hard question.
I make them difficult.
Oh, golly. Well, there were probably a couple in the back room, mm-hmm. taking the donations and checking them over.
Yep.
And then there was somebody pricing them, mm-hmm. and then putting them out in the proper locations, yep. and then working at the desk to sell them, or working in the where the clothing was.
Yeah, at the register. Yeah.
I would just show it off and to register and so forth. And that, I don't know how many that would be.
Years and years and years.
2, 4, maybe 6 in the whole place?
Probably. That makes sense. 6 people.
Yeah.
About because that. If you've got 2 to donate, and 1 to price, and 1 to check over, and 1 or 2 to do the register and help the customers, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Did you work anywhere else in Sharon?
No.
Okay. Now, in Salisbury, you said that you worked at a nursery school.
I did.
Yes.
It was way back. It was when I was first married. Dorothy Warner had a nursery school she started it, and I worked in that until I started having children.
That's a poor.
Tom, that was 1952 that Tom was born.
Where was Dorothy Warner's school? Was it in the Masonic Lodge building? Do you remember?
I don't really remember.
That's perfectly all right. That's perfectly all right.
That's a long time ago.
Well, yes, it is a long time ago. And buildings change and uses of buildings change so much.
Yeah.
Oh, but that I'm glad you came up with the name because that's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you worked, or at some time you worked at Town Hill.
Yes.
And Town Hill was on the Hotchkiss campus at
that time. That's right.
I
worked in the kindergarten.
Good for you.
Until...
You had another son.
No, till I got very pregnant with Tom. That's the first one.
Okay.
Because this was in the early 50s.
So you worked at Town Hill before you went to the nursery school?
No.
You went to the nursery school first.
Yeah, but that was a shorter time.
Okay.
And then I worked at Town Hill.
Then you worked at Town Hill.
And when I got pregnant and... spent most of my time in the basement throwing up.
Yes. I think that goes with the territory.
And finally, Judy Smith is the one who was running it. And she said, Peggy, why don't you go home?
Oh, Lord. This
is not for you. So I quit.
How many, do you remember how many children you were responsible for?
In the nursery school or in the kindergarten?
Well, either one.
No, I don't really
just
remember.
A group.
It was a small group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe 10?
Yeah, about 10.
Yeah.
That's about right for either one. Did you go back to Town Hill after you had your children?
No, I did not. But then...
Salisbury Central?
There was... A school for kids. I guess it was a nursery school, which went on after I had my children, and they all went to it. It was a volunteer thing.
Was it at the Methodist Church? Because that was the beginning of the Housatonic Daycare. But that started back in the
70s. No, it wasn't the Methodist Church. It was down... where the fire station is down below.
It's a building beyond the fire station?
Yes.
All right, that's the Montgomery
Lodge
building. And it wasn't necessarily called Little Scholar School, but that was where your children went. And somebody owned it before Jean Wardell bought it. But that was the location.
Okay.
And did you work there?
Yeah.
I'm going to call
it... But as a volunteer.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Volunteers are important. The town wouldn't have 390 oral histories if they didn't have one volunteer. I know that Jean Wardell bought the business from someone that owned it. I don't know who owned it, but that would be where your kids would have gone.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
Okay. When did you go to Salisbury Central to work in second grade with Fran McKee? After you had all of your children?
Yes.
And when was...
And David was the last, and he was in 55. So it was maybe 60.
Yeah, that would probably be about right. Because I don't remember you working in second grade when I came, and I came in 67.
Oh, no.
How long did you work with Fran McKee? A couple of years?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. I can't remember. Uh-huh. And then she retired.
Yeah, all right. I go back to Fran McKee.
Okay.
I don't remember when she retired, but...
Well, I don't remember the times either.
But that's okay.
You don't have to put that down.
But, you know, it adds because it makes it, the time flows easier, mm-hmm. if you can hook it to something. Now, you ran the Fall Festival from St. John's.
Yes.
And were you in charge of all of the festival or just the St. John's activities?
The first year, I was charge of all of St. John's Fall Festival activity. I worked with, somebody who has lived here.
It'll come.
Lived back in there.
It'll come. And no, don't have to worry.
Well, anyway, then the next year, and the next, maybe the next 10 or 12 years, I ran the Attic Treasures. At St. John's.
What was that? What was the Attic Treasures at St. John's?
Well, secondhand things.
And were they donations that you had to price and then resell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That was quite a job, and I did that for quite a few years.
Yes, it is a job.
Yeah.
How many helpers did you have? A couple?
I had several. I can't remember. Louis Frankie was a helper.
Male or female? Male or female?
Male. Well, you don't know him. He's mm-hmm. here. Okay. But I can't remember all that.
Oh, that's all right. That's
I had a lot of helpers from the church.
But it, you know, it ties in with what other... I did Pat Gomez, and she worked the Fall Festival for 38 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not at St. John's.
No, she did the Methodist Church, because that's
right.
the church that I go
right.
to. So, you know, you get the various churches. Mm-hmm. The Lime Rock Church had the antique show that went along with the Fall Festival a long time.
Yeah.
And I've gotten bits and pieces from people that worked at Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you put the bits and pieces together and you've got a nice design of what the Fall Festival was. And it's changed again. Garden Club.
Oh, yes.
Now,
I've been in that a long time, but I don't remember the dates.
But that's all right. You started with Millbrook first, didn't
no,
you?
No, did not.
Did not go
I
to Millbrook.
I was invited to go there, but I didn't want to. I decided, no, I wanted to go somewhere where everybody did their own gardening. And in Millbrook, a lot of those people had hired help. And I wanted it to be with the people who did their own gardening. So I joined.
You joined the Salisbury.
Salisbury.
Who asked you to join the Salisbury, or did you just volunteer? Was it Emmeline Corbière?
Yes.
And she was president at the time,
she was, yes. And she decided that I was going to be president.
So you were.
She picked me to be president, and when she left, I was president. And I was president for 3 years, usually, well, the time is usually 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it for 2, and then there was a break, and then they needed somebody to do it again, so
yeah.
I did it again.
So you volunteered
so
to do it
I
again.
So I did 3 years altogether.
And you brought in Jill Scott.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
How many ladies were in the group when you were president? I know. It's
oh, dear.
30?
40? Maybe
40. Okay, because I know it was big.
Yeah.
I'd done Jill... because she was the only one I knew. At that point, Eva Williams had passed.
Oh.
and all I knew was Jill. And the reason that I knew Jill was because Mrs. Byron Scott and Mrs. Neil Scott used to do my fourth grade class with Garden Club, because they did the schools program.
Yeah, right.
And Mrs. Byron Scott had passed, and so the only one I knew was Jill. So, mm-hmm.
And she's still around.
Oh, yes. I've done her, and I've done Neil.
Neil, too.
Oh, sure. Okay. Oh, sure. I get everybody I can. What kind of garden did you personally have?
I had a large perennial border at Hotchkiss.
At the house on the corner.
And I had a large border.
And what kind of perennials? Everything? Delphinium, Aquilegia, everything.
A lot of different. It was a pretty border.
I'm sure it was.
And I did all the work myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the point of the garden club, I think.
Yeah.
When we left Foster's house, I asked Ibba if she and the ladies would come up and take my plants from the garden. Because I had some different plants than other people had. And after I left, the whole border was rototilled. So I wanted the garden club to get anything that they wanted first.
I don't remember that.
But I remember the schools program, and I remember the plant sales.
Oh, yeah.
You were involved in the plant sales, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
When you were president, was there any presence of the garden club in the schools, or did that come later?
I can remember that. I can remember going up there, mm-hmm. working.
Well, and it probably was part of the garden club. Part of their focus.
But I don't know whether I was president at the time.
But you participated. How about flower shows? Did you do flower shows?
Yes. I have a I don't know what you call it. A thing that says first place.
Oh, you got a ribbon.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have them at the Congregational Church, or did you have them?
Yes, we had them there, and then one time we had it at the Hollywood.
Oh, I remember
house.
That one.
Yeah.
That one was gorgeous.
That was nice, and that's where I got my...
That's where you got your ribbon?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nifty. Well, that was a wonderful show.
Yeah.
Just wonderful. And I remember not only did they have arrangements, but they would have... small vials with a single purple, perfect specimen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at my plants, and I didn't have a perfect anything. I had been asked to join the garden club, but I was so busy at that time with school that I really didn't, have the time.
The time.
But I would have liked to. I think I did a slideshow for the garden club.
Really?
Yeah. Because the second year at Oxford, we took a course called Landscape Design. And it wasn't about plants. It was about the development of gardens, from the Moorish gardens up to various English gardeners, like Gertrude Jekyll or William Robinson. And I think I did a slideshow of the different gardens that we've been to.
Oh, well, I don't remember that.
Oh, but that was later. That was much later. That was in the 80s, 90s. So you may have dropped something else. Have I missed anything? I'm sure I have, but is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, one thing that I really enjoyed doing was recording for the blind and dyslexic.
Oh, good. Tell me about that.
Well, it was up in
Lenox,
and they had different things for you to read. Now, Steve read math books, because mm-hmm. that was his thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had all sorts of fiction and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a recorder there, and you plugged it in, and you read.
Yeah.
And it was very entertaining. It was really good. We did that for several years.
Did you go up with Catherine Chilcote?
Yes.
And George Vincent?
That's right. That's right.
How long did you do that? A couple of years?
Yeah, several years. And we did it actually after Catherine and George dropped out. Steve and I went up alone.
Oh.
For several years after that. They had, I don't know why they dropped out, but they did. And we went up alone, the two of us.
Wonderful.
And it finally got to be a long, long trip.
It's a long trip, I know.
A long trip.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
But that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Anything else that you can think of that you did that you enjoyed?
I'll think of it after you're gone.
That's all right. We can always do an addendum. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome.